Oh, no.
Hello?
I'm not ready for Lady Antebellum, you guys.
No.
Oh. You're never going to be.
Lady Antebellum in the house, everybody.
Yes.
How we doing?
Strangers?
So good. Listen.
I know, we just saw y'all.
We're still starstruck, honestly.
Yeah.
I know. Did y'all have fun at the show?
Yeah, oh, the show was amazing. We got to see Jackie and Dana and I got to see Lady Antebellum complete a bucket list at the Hollywood Bowl, which was a remarkable show.
Thank you. We're so happy y'all came and hung out.
Tell me how good I was.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, those drinks we gave you, we're going to send you a bill for about $40.
They hit me hard. But it's true. As soon as I saw Charles, I wanted to let you guys know, I was blown away by your cover of the Allman Brothers.
Oh, thank you. Blown away. Thank you.
And I was hoping you would do it at the Hollywood Bowl, and you did it. Yeah. And then Charles got to do it at the CMT Awards, so.
Yeah, that's like my ultimate musical icon, you know, vocally. I mean, I remember, you know, when we did Love Don't Live Here, you know, even Paul Worthy, our producer, was like, man, channel that Greg Allman. I can hear it in there. And I said, all right. And, you know, so it was cool to be a part of that.
It was funny because before that Hollywood Bowl show, you told me, and I did not know this, that Greg Allman was like your all-time go-to, like vocalist guy.
Yeah. He's my dude. Wish I could have sang with him.
Do you know a little bit of history here? The Allman Brothers were actually in my very early radio career. I'm not going to tell you what year. They were the first band that I ever brought out on stage.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And I didn't get to meet them because I was low. I mean, I didn't, you know, they barely let me in the venue. They're like, you're who? You're doing what? And Greg Allman was 10 feet away from me. I didn't get to meet them, but it was what a thrill that was.
Wow, that's awesome.
But then
I get
to hang out with you guys too, so I don't know why. And never talk to Greg Allman, Charles, about his urethra. Do you remember that conversation?
Are you really going to bring that up?
No, here's what I want to say.
I mean... First off, you got to tell people what a urethra is.
I had to look it up.
I can't remember what we were talking about.
Well, the fact that
I pee really long.
Charles says, oh, here's Whitney. We always get in the weirdest conversations. I can't sleep through the night because of the length of my urethra. And I'm like, well, who started that conversation?
I was just being funny, just saying that. Like, it's more like the size of my bladder, and I don't know why it came out the length of my urethra. I thought it sounded funny.
Okay, so we'll change subjects now. But here's the thing. I'm not taking the fall for all the weird interviews.
I love talking to you. You know I'm kidding. I love it. You can talk about my urethra in as much as you want.
All right, then. Well, I thought we'd be done by now, but oh well. You have an album, Heartbreak, which is phenomenal. It took a good 3 years to put this together for good reason. I've never had a Lady Antebellum album, and there's been a lot. This is number 7, right?
Well, 6, and then the Christmas record, 7.
Yeah, I'll Never Let Me Down, and this is truly remarkable. I mean, 3 years you got to take time off. How much of that actually was dedicated to writing songs?
We had about a year and a half's worth of time that we didn't really write. I mean, we maybe once or twice here and there, but we kind of took a creative break. You know, we played shows all last summer and would see each other a lot. And you know, the break was really just more of just from the songwriting. And I think in that time we were able to live some life and gain some inspiration and be inspired by the world around us. And it just, we had a lot in the reserve when it was time to get back into the writing room.
Yeah, and you didn't take full time off. I mean, Hillary, you went and did an album that won Grammys.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, it was a departure. You know, it was fun to be able to experience that with my family, to be able to share so much of our heart with that project. And I think we all, you know, everything that we each individually needed to gain and experience in our break, you know, I think we all got exactly what we needed and came back in for this album and this writing this album, recording this album with so much gratitude and excitement and anticipation for the future of Lady A. And to me, and to all of us, I think Heartbreak is like chapter 2.
Yeah, from a songwriting perspective, you know, having a little creative hiatus was so beneficial because we all came back and had tons of ideas, the first week of writing, we got 10 songs that week, just came flowing out. And wow. It was so much fun to kind of be back in the writing room and, you know, being in Florida, living in a house together and being in the Hollywood Hills and LA living together, you know, really forced us to just focus on the creative part of making this record. And that was, we wanted to approach the process differently this time around. And so we just made it all about the music. Living together, working together, writing songs till 2 a.m. in a house together, laughing about the good old days and just sharing new memories as well. So really fun experience making Heartbreak.
It looked fun when we saw that first video for You Look Good in the Hollywood Hills. And, you know, we were being like, well, why didn't they call us? Yeah, have a pool. We're really close. But thank you for
blast.
Showing us out.
It was a blast.
Because, you know, if it led to this album, we're all about that. And by the way, Dave, you shredded it last night with Earth, Wind & Fire.
Oh, man, thank you. That was such a blast. I mean, I could talk about it for an hour, but they are such great people. And, I mean, these guys are truly global legends. You know, they just got back from Japan. And, you know, their impact on music, when it's you look huge. At all soul and funk and dance and R&B, I mean, so many people were pulling from bands like Earth, Wind & Fire from, you know, the late 60s and early 70s. So, yeah, to do You Look Good, you know, with our horn section and their horn section into September, and it was just truly a super special moment for us.
Yeah, and Hillary, you look like you were having a great time. You got all soulful on us.
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. Well, we, you know, we did the Crossroads with them as well. That'll air in a couple weeks, and Ricky Minor was the MD for that show, which was so much fun to be able to work with him. And he honestly helped me work out my verse, because, you know, obviously it's in a male's key, and so trying to figure out ways to kind of make the verse lift enough for my voice, it was so much fun, and I owe it all to Ricky for helping me work that out.
I owe it all to you.
That's the killer, is that Earth, Wind & Fire, the range they have. When you said a male key, I'm like, I tried to sing along last night,
yeah,
and I,
it's,
you know,
about, it's next level high.
You know, I just ripped some.
It really is. It's crazy high. I mean, it was funny when, you know, they asked what song we wanted to do. We were like, September. And then you're kind of go back and listen. You're like, oh, my gosh, I can't hit that high. Falsetto thing. So I'm singing the low part. But it was really cool, man. They had such a president. They had such a presidents.
They had such a presidential presence.
Yes, they had such a presence
and
vibe. Yeah. They just were really cool, sweet people. So it was fun.
Awesome. Now, they've had a career. Oh, my gosh. It's got to be 40?
45. Yeah, they're 45 years in, they told
us. Oh, you guys are only what, 13?
11 or 12, maybe.
Okay.
11?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's – and they were telling us stories just through the years. I mean, talk about an inspiration of a band sticking together, I mean, through all the years and of their career. I mean, they're just legends. So it was – I love hearing their road stories. It was awesome.
Can you imagine being together for 45 years?
Man, honestly, I think I can. I don't see us. I mean, I don't know if we'll be performing. We won't be performing this much.
But, well, no, you've earned the right to not perform like it's your first 2 years in the business. The time off is good.
I mean, I tell you though, I love what we do. I mean, I really do. It doesn't feel like a real job, and I don't know. I think we'll always want to feel that fire, you know, of being on stage. I don't ever see us not wanting to get that out of our system. So, you know, I'd love for us to be able to do this for another 20 years.
Yeah.
Maybe not 40.
You just cut 12 years off your career, y'all. So start looking for another singer there. Find someone who's good in about 30 years.
Yeah. Maybe. We'll need a younger version of Charles.
Hey, man, I get it. Trade me in.
No, you know what's really funny, though, is back, I remember, I want to say this is the early 80s, and I thought, well, the Rolling Stones can't do this much longer.
God,
and
right?
Boom. You know, they still do it. So what I'm saying is you can probably still do it, y'all.
We'll see. I got to start taking care of myself if I'm going to do that. Well, I got to slow. I got to maybe cut back down on some drinking.
Yeah, that's the pain of it all. You want a career, you got to go to those meetings. I'm just
that's
saying.
That's where my grit comes from, my edge. I'm so edgy.
You're so edgy. You're
I don't
so
want to lose my edge.
So, all right. So you just started the You Look Good tour, what, like 3 weeks ago?
We did. Yep. We started in Bakersfield. And then, we made your way. Saw you guys at the Hollywood Bowl. That was honestly one of the most fun shows. And yeah, like Dave said, thanks for drinking all our booze. You know, we got done with the show. It was like, oh, let's celebrate. Whitney drank all the booze.
That was Jackie, dude. I had one like vodka.
It wasn't free, y'all. There was a $5 price tag on each beer. Did you not see that?
Can I make a confession to you?
Do you PayPal?
Yeah. Do I PayPal?
The confession.
Do you have Venmo?
You guys had stuff like goldfish crackers and peanut butter, the little cracker things. God is my witness, I stole about five. Because I know it's true. I was feeding everyone through the show because I thought, you know, when I go out here, that same thing of goldfish is going to cost $15.
Yeah.
And I cleared out your room of snacks.
And I did the same thing with the beer.
Yeah.
So.
If there's a little shortage at the end of the round, you'll know who it was.
Nice.
How long does this tour go on for?
Gosh, it'll go. We finish in the States in September. Mm-hmm. I think here in Nashville.
September 9th. Just in time for Charles's birthday.
Yep.
Aww. We finish in September.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Are you going to do it on the 21st?
And then we have a break until October.
Yeah.
And we go to
Europe,
and then South Africa.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. All right. Well, if we catch up with you, we'd like to do it somewhere cool like Europe.
Yep.
And the snacks might be better. Or not.
And even the beer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jackie likes
exotic.
If you want that, you want some pubs, come to London, man. That's the best. That's
beer
they
is
got
so
the best
thick,
pubs.
Jackie, it'll stand up in your purse.
Well, I'll take it.
All right. Heartbreak, the album, is phenomenal. 13 songs, you wrote 11 of them?
Yeah.
Yes.
That makes that three-year break worth it for all
of
us.
Yeah, we feel like it, too.
Thank you so much.
It's Charles Hillary and Dave. They're Lady Antebellum. You Look Good is the tune, which is killing it. They're going to take horns everywhere they go. They have their own. They've been with Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's a whole new chapter in country music. And please keep it up because I like it.
Thank you.
The tour is You Look Good with Kelsey Ballerini and Brett Young. Check out Heartbreak. So amazing. Lady Antebellum is back, y'all. And You Look Good is on the big time. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, girl.
Thank you.
Always fun.